Okay.
Welcome to the episode of Stuff.
Save as JPEG.
Yep, that's the one.
I'm Michaela.
I'm away from the microphone. I was talking at the computer.
It's nice to meet you away from the microphone.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about video games, I suppose.
Video. Video games.
All of them.
Video games.
And and stuff.
Yep.
I got a Nintendo Switch, Michaela.
Oh, wait. How long have you had that?
For a while, my brother helped me pay for it. He paid for half of it.
Oh.
I have a little bit right now.
That's cool. We're eventually going to get a Switch.
You should. Look at my Switch controller right here.
Why do you have this with you? That's old.
No.
That's the controller? That's not the controller.
No, it's a Switch controller. It's a 8-bit Dell gamepad. It has basically everything. It can work with an Xbox, a Switch, a PlayStation, and a PC and Mac.
Well, that's cool.
And Android.
You have so much technology.
Because I don't have a girlfriend.
Folks, you heard it here. Applications in the description. Girlfriend application.
And that's why I don't have a lot of... That's why I have a lot of freaking time to buy this technology. But yeah, here's my Switch.
Oh, okay, that's what that is. I saw you whip that out earlier.
Really? You didn't notice it was
a Switch? And you had the thing. It was too far for me to tell.
Makes sense. And I freaking buy a lot of games because there are always deals, and I freaking love it.
That's cool.
I recently just beat Xenoblade Chronicles 2, 95 hours.
Yep.
And it was, I don't care what nobody says, it's a great game.
No, I mean, I love games where you have to sink that much time into it.
I just like JRPGs, honestly.
Have you played Persona yet?
No, I have not, because it hasn't. I don't want to buy, my thing is, I need everything to come to the Switch right now. That's all I want to play things on.
Is it coming to the Switch?
I don't know, but I'm not playing it until it does.
Well, you have every system. I can just let you borrow the game.
You're not listening to me, Kayla.
What?
I don't want to play anything that doesn't come to the Switch.
Why?
Because I can play this on my toilet, at my grandmother's house, at my grandmother's toilet, at my mother's house.
On your mother's toilet.
On my mother's toilet. I can play this on any toilet in the world for at least 3 hours before it dies.
Why are you on the toilet for 3 hours?
I'm not, but just in case there's a situation that...
Well...
That needs me on the toilet.
I think you're limiting yourself because not every game is going to come out on the Switch.
I don't care.
You're missing out on great games.
That's fine.
They make exclusives for a reason because they don't want you to just exclude yourself.
And when that exclusive that comes out, Last of Us Part 2, I will be playing that on that system.
The Last of Us can eat a dick. You heard it here, folks.
Did it make you cry?
No.
I love it.
I hate that game.
I love that game.
It's so boring.
It's not boring.
It's so boring.
It's not boring.
It's boring.
It's filled with emotions.
Not really.
Really.
Nah.
I love that game.
I just wasn't a fan.
I'm a big fan. I'm an air conditioner.
I liked Detroit. I like those types of games, even though they're just interactive movies. Can't remember the name of the fucking guy. There I go again, not remembering names, even though I have a computer right here.
Yep.
The guy who made Detroit,
Beyond Two Souls?
Yes, and Heavy Rain.
Okay.
I like those.
That's what Detroit
Beyond Two Souls was boring, though, to be honest.
I liked it. I like anything that can give me a good plot. Anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are extremely story-based games. They're hardly games. They're basically movies. You just interact with them. But, yeah, so JRPGs. Yeah, you should play Persona 4, which will not come out on the Switch. It's older.
Yeah.
I do have it on Vita. No, I don't. I think I sold it.
Oh, crap, because I have a Vita. Because I can play that on my toilet.
I might actually have it. I'll have to look. I recommend playing that so that you can get, like, a taste and then play Persona 5 because it's probably the best one.
But right now, I don't want to play any Persona series. Because there's, like, there's a lot of RPGs that I need to play and want to play.
Yeah, there's a lot that I've yet to discover.
So right now, I'm playing Knights of Azure 2, Bride of the New Moon. And I didn't know anything about the game before I bought it. I just knew it was on a discount. People call it an RPG.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to buy this. I'm playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2. As soon as I finish that, I can jump into Azure Knights 2. Well, As you see, I have all my characters in bikinis.
Like, is it optional? Or
it is optional.
In bikinis?
It's very much optional.
Is it just a bunch of lady characters?
Yeah, but they're fighting like there's all top and freaking. Yeah. That is the worst.
I like it.
It's alright. It's not bad. It's very, Ichi and Yuri, in a way.
Yeah.
But,
I don't mind it.
But it, when that doesn't get in the way, it's not a bad story.
As long as the story and the fighting is good, or like the actual gameplay system.
The gameplay is alright, it's just more annoying than... Because you have like 11 minutes to do a mission.
Oh.
And then, it's like freaking Legend of Zelda, the one with the moon comes crashing down.
Oh.
You have a certain amount of time to do something, and then the game's over.
I've never played a Zelda game in my life, and I will never play one. The only one that I've played, which I don't think really counts, is Hyrule Warriors, because it was a dynasty. It was basically Dynasty Warriors.
You need to play.
I don't. I'm not interested in it. I don't know what it is, man.
The latest one is freaking.
What, Breath of the Wild?
I
maybe.
That's the one.
I don't know.
That's the one you should play. Because there's no restrictions on basically anything you do.
I just feel like people play Zelda games because it's a Zelda game.
No. Zelda games have amazing stories.
I'm sure, but I just don't want to start now. I just, save myself the time.
You're not going to miss out on any of the past stories. It's weird like that. Like, it's, like, doesn't have a real canonical...
A linear story?
Yeah. But it does, but you don't have to worry about it, because each Link and each Zelda is a different Link and Zelda.
What did he just do?
Just
what are you looking? Okay. Keto was licking something over there.
Like, all of them are different Links and Zeldas in time.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just... Plus, I don't have systems to play them on anyway.
So. Well, not yet, you need Nintendo Switch system. If you're going to get a Switch, That's one of the top games to get. It freaking did numbers.
Possibly. Oh no, there's just... For me, the Zelda games, the character designs, it just didn't appeal to me. I have to have characters that appeal to me, and they just never have.
That's weird, because...
I know, people love them, but it's kind of like there are some things that are popular that some people don't like, which is fine. I don't know. Just not falling for it.
I suppose.
What was I about to say? There was another game I was going to bring up.
Because that's also an RPG.
Yeah. Crap, what was it? You're talking about Zelda. What are some other RPGs?
Yeez 8.
What?
Yeez 8.
How do you spell that?
Y-S-V-I-I. Lacrimosa Vadana?
That's real anime.
Well, it's a JRPG.
Yeah. I like the ones with the crazy names.
Azure Night Bride of the Moon?
Yeah, it's just like blank, blank, something blank, blank.
Well, you can fight with all your characters in bikinis.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I say that. Freaking Shining Renaissance. I don't know anything about that, but I want to play it.
That's the thing. So,
just JRPGs in a whole.
Unfortunately for me, growing up, the first system that, I mean, we had PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of games for that. But by the time I was really old enough and interested in games, the Xbox came out. So that was my first real system, and for some reason we just kind of stuck with Xboxes after that, and I bought an Xbox 360 with my first job.
Right.
I eventually realized, oh, PlayStation 2 is great, and there's a lot of cool games that I like, because now I like anime, and there's tons of anime-type games on PlayStation 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I discovered that, but since then I never played any Nintendo systems. Except for at my friend's house. We just never owned them.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was the last PlayStation I ever had, was that PlayStation 2. I never evolved from that. I just stuck to Xbox for some fucking reason. So...
Which is weird.
I've missed out on so many JRPGs.
Yeah.
And now I'm just now realizing, oh, there's a lot that I need to play, but...
Like a lot of the Star Ocean series?
Yeah, I never touched Star Ocean.
You like Final Fantasy?
Yeah, some of them.
Basically the sister set Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, they're all... They all have the same function.
Well, I'm saying is, they made both those games, Square Enix.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer Star Ocean over Final Fantasy, because you actually get to control your characters, switch in battle, and it's a live action, live battle.
Newer Final Fantasies are becoming that, though.
Yeah, but this is before that, like, before they did that.
Yeah.
They were first to it, basically. Which is why I love it. In the stories, they run backwards from what... Like, the games run backwards from the story. Like, the first game is actually the last game is actually the first game.
Huh.
It's really weird. It's really weird.
I mean, they're all fucking weird. It's weird that Final Fantasy is called Final Fantasy, but they're on the 15th Final Fantasy.
I know, right?
So, like, it's all dumb. You know? My problem is, like, I know there's so many games, not just JRPGs, but I think JRPGs are definitely one of my favorites, just any RPG, but you have to put so much time in them. But
that's
my problem is, like, I don't have all the systems that I need to, and I just don't have the time. And I know that once I start a game, like, it consumes me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm playing, finally playing Danganronpa 3,
how I understand how it just consumes you.
Yes, like, I was playing it freaking over and I didn't want to stop.
I understand.
Yeah. And that those are games that you will sink over 100 hours in. They take so long because most of the game is actually characters talking,
mm-hmm,
and story, and it's basically reading a fucking book. Like, it takes so long to get through those games. Yeah, there's just too many. It just sucks because I want to touch them all.
But it's a good way. And that's what I love about the Switch. It's because I legitimately on watch play this.
Yeah.
Instead of doing anything else, I'll just use this.
The Switch is a luxury of console games and access, but on something mobile. Because, okay, the problem with the Vita and the Nintendo 3DS and all that shit is the games that came out on it felt very much like mobile games.
Yeah. It actually felt as a system, because it didn't launch with superior games to actually make it worth buying, so it dropped and developers didn't want to develop on it, so it's going to buy. Right?
Yeah.
And that's where the Switch differs. Everybody bought a Switch, so like every developer wants to be on there,
mm-hmm,
except for like the top companies, which are iffy, but they're coming aboard.
I mean, I'm not against just having all the systems. It takes time and money to get them all. And then by the time I have the money to get a new system, they come out with another one. And, yeah. So, because I like them all. I think they all have games that are worth getting it for.
Yeah, they definitely do. Switch is my favorite system because it's so mobile. But it's getting all the games that I want to come out on it.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm waiting for certain games to come to Switch, and I know they're going to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dragon Ball FighterZ. I want to play that game so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I will not buy it on PlayStation. I'm making a point. He's shaking.
Oh. Akito. He made a noise that sounded like he was peeling his own skin. Let me check on him.
He's just shaking. But
what are you doing?
What I was making a point was, I don't want to give them money unless it's on this thing, because it's so convenient. It's more convenient for me. And even though it's not a powerhouse like a PlayStation or Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, it's more convenient for me to play it on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can play it on the go, and I think, for me, that would be ideal for me, because when you have to play on a console, you have to stay at home. You're a homebody, and I mean, that's great a lot of the time, but there are times where I want to play games even when I'm out. Like, if you're at a really boring-ass family reunion, you want to play
games.
You don't want to talk to your family. You don't want to talk to your great-aunt Martha, right?
And that's the pro about the Switch for me. That's, like, the main reason why I want every game to come to it. Even though it might not be possible for every game to come to it, I will hold out until I'm confirmed that a game is not coming to it before I want to get on another system right now.
I just say own every system so I mean, that you have all your bases covered.
I think most of my bases are covered.
You have an Xbox?
That's where my base is not covered.
Yeah. I mean, because I truly believe there are good games on Xbox.
No, there are great games on Xbox.
Like, they have, I mean, Assassin's Creed went down for a second, but I think it's getting better.
But that's on PlayStation as well.
Oh, that's true. What about Tomb Raider?
Yep.
Okay, what is Xbox? That
actually begun on PlayStation.
I think that did. Ah. They're awesome! I know
Dead Set Radio Future, which I found sealed.
That's on PlayStation 2.
No, it's not.
Or PlayStation 2. Yeah, it's on PlayStation 2.
Nope.
There is a PlayStation 2 version.
It's not.
The first Jet Set Radio?
No.
That's not just Xbox, is it?
It's Xbox and Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis
Dreamcast. The system that failed horribly.
I don't know.
What was amazing. Basically, they relaunched it for Xbox. The first Xbox.
Oh god, I hope they make another Jet Set Radio game.
I don't think they have the rights to all the music to do it.
Probably not. Well, they can just have new music. Yeah, don't use the same music. They didn't use the same music in the first game to the second game.
A lot of it.
Well, they shouldn't do that.
The point is, I found a sealed version of Jet Set Radio Future, and I don't have an Xbox to play it. Oh.
I think my parents still have our old Xbox, but I don't think it actually opens.
That's stupid.
Like, it fucks up real bad. I think, like, you have to bop it on the head, and it'll spin it open. But then when you put the game in, it won't spin.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. I don't know.
What game are you looking forward to coming out?
Oh, God. I had a list somewhere.
Oh, really?
I mean, all of the Feudal Japan games that they're coming out with. Yeah. Like, Neo fucking 2 already. I still haven't beaten Neo.
I don't even know what that
Ghost of Tsushima? Sekiro, God, they are coming out with so many Feudal Japan games. Like,
I've never heard of any of them.
You've never heard of Neo?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Whoop. Hold on. I have a list. Let me find my list.
Is it on your computer or is it written out?
It's on Facebook.
That's so weird. That's the weirdest place to put a list.
I didn't. It was a list that I just came up with on the spot to brag about on Facebook.
I guess.
Hold on.
I'm just ready for Dragon Ball Super. Or Fighters. Dragon Ball Fighters.
I don't like Dragon Ball.
I love it.
If they made a Sailor Moon Fighters game.
You're wishing and reaching.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I am not reaching. They're making a Shonen Hero game.
Why's your arm extended so long?
What?
Why's your arm extended so long?
What do you mean?
Because you're reaching.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. Hold on, I'm finding this list. It wasn't that long ago. Chill out.
You got a weird taste in games, don't you?
Maybe I do.
You really do.
Okay. My personal E3 highlights.
Okay.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Of course, that's like the top of everybody's.
Yes, Devil May Cry 5.
Okay.
I am so freaking glad that they are not making another Devil May Cry in the new one. Like, they're actually extending the original series. Resident Evil 2.
Yep. Who is it?
Yep, Smash.
Why is that on your list? You don't even have a Switch.
Because I can play it to friends and I will have a Switch. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I think looks quite good, even though I haven't played the Egyptian one yet.
They'll have to re-release all those for me to play it on a new console.
Ori 2 or yeah. Whatever. I never played the first one and I should have, but
I mean, you can still play it.
Yeah.
It looks like the same, just new story.
Oh, well.
Because everything is hand-drawn in hand, if you didn't know.
I think I knew that.
Okay.
Doesn't surprise me. Sekiro, Neo 2, Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, I know what Neo is.
Yeah. It's Japanese Feudal Japan Dark Souls. Except I think it's a bit easier.
I haven't decided if I cared yet.
It's good. I haven't beaten it yet.
Because I don't like Dark Souls.
It's better for people who don't like it, if that makes sense. Like, Dark Souls feels kind of clunky, and it's definitely a lot harder. Neo it feels quicker, it feels like you actually have a chance,
mm-hmm.
And it's really beautiful. This game called Control?
I've heard of that.
Dead or Alive 6.
I haven't played a Dead or Alive since, like, the second one, and I want to play it. You know what I'm waiting for?
What?
SNK Heroine. Have you heard of that?
No.
You should Google that, SNK Heroine.
I will. Let me get through my list.
Whatever.
Thank you.
That just reminds me of Dead or Alive.
Death Stranding, even though it probably won't like it, because I just think I would watch someone play it. I probably won't play it myself.
I don't think I know what that is.
It's the one, the new weird game that no one understands by Hideo Kojima.
Makes sense. Oh, yeah. Oh, because that was going to be
Silent Hills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do want to watch something like that.
Jump Force, Shadow of the Tomb Raider?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't really care about
Soul Calibur 6, and
can't wait for Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to play that new Spider-Man?
Spider-Man, and then when they reboot the Spyro games. Yeah, you know how they did Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah.
They're doing Spyro.
Well, not reboot, remastering.
Remaster, yeah. We Happy Few and Code Vein, which is, Code Vein is another, I think it's a JRPG.
We'll see. Because as long as Switch keep getting their RPGs, which makes me happy, that's hours on the go for me.
Yeah.
But for me, it's Dragon Ball FighterZ, SNK Heroine, a lot of fighting games that I can think of. Dead or Alive.
What's the SNK?
Yeah. Heroine. Tag Team Fury.
What was that? Oh, it's chicks in bikinis.
Basically.
Right? Yeah. I'm already sold.
But it's a fighting game. You know, a lot of fighting games. There's not a lot of fighting games on Switch as it is.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care what they're doing now. Bring it on.
Alright. I don't want to play it for fear of copyright.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why the volume button exists.
Shut up, Josh.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want silence.
Of course we do. That's why people come here. For silence.
We just record silence.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Whisper sweet nothing to you.
There are a lot of games, and sometimes I just want to do nothing with my life and just play games. Sometimes I consider doing that, like, just spending all my money on games and never doing anything for life.
Why do that?
Well, I don't actually want to do that.
I don't think so.
There's just so many games that you need so much. You need another life.
No, you just
need 50 more years on your already short life to play them all.
You just need to know when to put down the pen and start playing games. And like for me, when I play games, when I come home from work, I'll draw until 10:30, and then after that, between that time and bedtime is when I play games.
Well, it's more so feeling guilty when I am playing games, when I think, oh, I should be doing art right now or something. And then I'll start playing games, and then because it takes me a second to get really back into it, and then when I do, it's like, oh, fuck.
Which is actually going to be another episode on our podcast.
What?
Because I have an episode planned for that.
What?
When you should not be drawn.
Oh, yeah.
It's more or less experiencing life than focus on drawing, because drawing should be, the art side should be maybe 40% art, 40% marketing, and this is just made up numbers, so I'm just putting out an example, and then 20% life or something like that. You should not just be spending your whole time drawing, is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, that's the episode where we're going to talk about work, life, art balance. Like work, art, life, leisure.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because like I said, I try to draw, do art from maybe 5, depending on what time I get home, 5, 6, to 10:30.
Well, go ahead.
And then I'm want to play some video games or do other stuff. If I don't have anything scheduled, planned for with someone else.
Which you never do.
I'll go watch a lot of movies for information.
Well, that's like, okay, it's one thing when you go and spend time with somebody, but I consider, like, going to see a movie is part of my leisure, and video games is part of my leisure time, so those go hand in hand. Like, I'm just as happy going to see a movie than I am playing a video game, because it's just
escapism. I don't see it as part of my leisure. I actually see it as part of my my visual bank account. Man, I'm going to experience something. And this would be a good time to register that for, just in case I need to put it into my art. Because I don't want to sit in front of a computer screen all day and draw and not gain some information about something when I'm going to see a movie or playing a game. And that's a lot of reasons why I like to play JRPGs, because they're expansive worlds where you can just immerse yourself into them and get stuff out of it.
Yeah.
Like, even their side quests should have little stories that'll make you feel emotions and stuff. Like, in this freaking Xenoblade 2, there's this man who just wanted this one thing back, and he died. And I was like, this is just a side quest, but I feel so bad for him.
This side quest made me feel. When it comes to JRPGs, I get upset when they're not done well, in the sense that, like, if a lot of side missions truly just feel like side missions, yeah, and you don't gain anything from them, or, like, I just feel like I wasted so much game time. Like, I would rather just go and do the main storyline at that point. Because I'm trying to think of a bad one. But sometimes it's not a JRPG, but it's an RPG. Sometimes I felt like Skyrim was like that.
Oh my god. I used to
play a lot of Skyrim, but there were some times where I felt like the side missions, either I just couldn't fucking do them, or they were just so boring and it just didn't feel like...
worth your time.
Yeah, because you already sink so many hours into games like that. Like, I was playing The Witcher 3, and I really don't care about a lot of the side missions, because there are some that you just can't do because the leveling in that game is weird.
Right.
But... yeah, so it has to be, that's one thing, like, I like JRPGs that, or just RPGs where you can, if you want to, complete the entire game fully, like, do everything within a reasonable amount of time, and reasonable meaning, I know you're going to spend you're going to spend at least 80 hours on it.
Right.
But you shouldn't have to spend, like, fucking...
150 or something.
I'm even fine with that if you're in for the long haul, but, like, more than that, though, this is a bit much. Because I don't like tedious grinding after a while. There are times where it's cool, like when you're...
oh, that's my favorite thing about Xenoblade 2.
If a game can have good grinding, then, like, still make it exciting somehow.
Listen, in this, the side quest, you gain experience from the side quest.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't honestly have to grind that much in an RPG. The side quest should be giving you enough XP to stand a chance in the main story.
I don't think I've grinded in this whole game once.
That's good.
Because of the side quest actually gave me enough XP. And you don't even have to use it. It's considered bonus XP. And you go to an inn and you can choose a level, get additional levels that way by using your bonus XP. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would gain levels by fighting people, but obviously most of my levels were because I enjoyed doing the side quests and because they brought me levels, monies, items, and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the best thing about this game.
That's one of the biggest problems with Final Fantasy games is...
you have to grind.
You have to grind. I have yet to play 15. I will be playing it very soon, probably this year, finally. I waited to play that because apparently... someone I know who played the game, he got to the end, and he said it wasn't finished or something, and they had to, like, do this patch.
Isn't it the online game?
No, 15 is not online, it's 14.
Oh, okay.
I never played any of the online Final Fantasies, but I've waited to play that game because I was just wanting it to run its course first. And I know that I'm going to sink a lot of time into it. But the problem with Final Fantasy is it's one of the RPGs series that... you grind in every freaking game.
Yep.
And there's no getting around it. Like,
no.
Like, there's this point... so, the ones that I'm most familiar with that I've played fully are 10, 10 2, 12, 13, 13 2, and 13
3. Keep talking.
And there are points in those games where, like, you're like, story, 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 yeah, alright, making some progress, this is cool, and then it hits a point... where it's like, okay, now you have free reign for a second, and you have to go and grind.
Give me one second.
For hours.
Give me one second.
What are you doing?
Hitting my dog.
Oh, is it keto? I'm going to pause this then.
Yo. Play.
Okay, we had to stop for a minute. Now I don't remember where I was.
Something about Final Fantasy. And grinding.
Yeah, Final Fantasy is really bad about grinding. But what I like about the Final Fantasy franchise is the style.
Yeah.
It has great style. And not all the characters are good. It does struggle with character development, but the magic system and the creatures and the worlds are just good enough to where it's fine. But I've played RPGs where the characters were pretty good, but, like, the environment sucked ass.
Yeah.
There was this one, oh, I'm remembering now. It was called Lost Odyssey. It's an old one, and I had it on Xbox 360. Odyssey. It was 4 discs long. When they used to have to do multiple discs.
Yeah, I remember those in good days.
On PlayStation 3, I think? It was 3 discs. Lost Odyssey. You should look it up. I can't remember if it was made by the same people who made Final Fantasy. I don't know. Like, Square Enix. I don't think that it was. But the characters themselves were developed pretty well.
No. Oh, I remember Lost Odyssey. It's because it was a Western RPG.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so my problem with it was the world itself, the color palette was just so bland.
Microsoft made it.
And I didn't like the story very much. It was confusing, which is kind of like a trope for RPGs, is the story has to be convoluted and confusing.
Right.
But, I couldn't get through it. It just, I wanted to like it so bad, but nothing about it was interesting. I mean, the characters were pretty good. There was one really good side mission that was like, you get go into this haunted house. That's like all I remember. It just wasn't the best.
I'm not a big fan of Western RPGs.
I didn't know that was a Western RPG.
They're not as lively as JRPGs to me.
Yeah.
Like Skyrim versus...
Oh, yeah, that's a different...
Like
Fallout. I don't like the Fallout games. I never hopped on that bandwagon. I tried to play one. I also tried Mass Effect. I just couldn't really get into them.
Yeah, it's not a big fan.
Yeah.
But JRPGs, just so many characters you can learn, fight with, put on your team, change out. I love that. I love making a team.
I would say yes. Yeah, it has to have a lot of characters, and, yeah. But, what was I going to say? Oh, did you ever play this game called Jade Empire? Made by BioWare? I think people who made the Star Wars Old Republic games.
No, I've never played about
good
it.
Ones. Oh my god, that I consider an RPG, Western RPG. It's one of my favorite games. I beat it 7 times.
Jeez.
It's fantastic. It is so good. It has, like, a moral compass, so you can choose to be good or evil or neutral.
Oh, I remember this.
Holy shit. That one's fantastic. And there's no, like, grinding or anything. I don't think maybe people wouldn't consider it an RPG because it does have, like, a... But there's side quests.
It's like an MMO. No, it's an RPG.
No, it's not an MMO.
It's an RPG.
Yeah, it's just not as big, but it's definitely an RPG. There's this other one called Sudeki that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Good old one. These were on Xbox.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Didn't play Xbox.
I have Sudeki on Steam. And I have an Xbox controller that I can hook up to it.
So what do you think about Octopath Traveler?
Never heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's a big game. It, literally the day it came out, sold out.
Oh, wow. Is it an RPG?
Yeah. It's based on the game of olds, you know? Like...
What?
Based on, like, old RPG stuff.
Oh.
And they're just... going... That's a screenshot for it.
Ooh! Oh, so, like, little chibi... pixelated-esque characters. That looks really beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like old Final Fantasy.
Basically, you get these 8 characters, 8 individual stories.
Ah.
And you pick one, and then as you play the game, you can go to a different character. They're not on the same team. They're just 8 individual stories that you can play all at one time. And it's made by Square Enix.
Okay, yeah. It definitely looks like it. Like... the first four Final Fantasy games.
And it basically sold out like twice.
I'm not surprised. People are wanting that feeling again of those older games. That's why Cuphead did so well.
Yeah, I know.
People just want that nostalgic.
I think Cuphead did so well because it's the difficulty of it so hard. People know it's going to be so difficult.
It was a great shoot 'em up with style.
Yeah.
I mean, there's what not to like there.
Nothing. It almost made me cry. Because of how difficult it is, not because of the story or anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, there's a subject on video games I wanted to talk about. I was talking to someone about it recently, about how in newer games, like...
They're so easy.
Yes, there's hand-holding. It holds your hand through it. Because, I've been having, like, Tomb Raider nostalgia, and I've been watching old speedruns of old Tomb Raider games, like classic crappy-looking ones.
Yeah.
They don't look that bad. Like, I think they still hold up. But, so I'm watching them, and I just notice, I'm like, these games were so difficult because there was no explanation for what you had to do. Like, it throws you into this world, and you can't tell where you need to go. And sometimes that can be frustrating, but it's also rewarding when you actually can figure something out yourself. Like, you can't tell on certain maps, like, oh, I can climb on this wall, or oh, I need to jump over there on that ledge. I can grab that ledge. You can't fucking tell. But in, like, newer Tomb Raider games, you'll be like, walking around this world.
Oh, then a button comes up or something?
And a button or, like, you'll see a ledge that's clearly colored differently than the rest of the environment. And you're like, yeah. Oh, I can clearly jump on that ledge or grab it. Or you'll be like, there's a swing bar that doesn't fit in the environment at all. Like, why is there this swinging bar in the middle of this Japanese temple? And you can just grab on it and swing, and then you can use your grappling rope out of nowhere to grab this ring that shouldn't be there. Like,
well,
it's clearly, it shows you the path to take so easily.
Yeah.
There's so much of that in games like that. Like, even the Assassin's Creed games, to some degree, do that shit.
Well, it's not only that. It's also because they just made the game easier. Like, for example, Pokemon.
I don't know anything about that.
It used to be so hard to, like, do stuff. Like, I remember playing Pokemon Yellow and stuck there for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
But the recent games, like in the original games, you have to use an item to share the XP. Newer games, one Pokemon fights, everybody the same XP. So everybody's leveling up at the same time, basically. When usually you have to grind one Pokemon at a time to get XP.
Well, I played Gold and Silver on Game Boy.
Yeah, that was way harder than what the Pokemon games are today.
Yeah. I think that there are some things they improve about games like that. I personally think that the leveling up of all the Pokemon at once, I think it should be this way. The Pokemon that you're currently using should get the most XP, and then it's split across the rest, and they get less because they're not in battle.
I don't think they should get any.
Because they gotta get some.
They had items for that.
It quickens the game.
Yeah, but it's less rewarding.
I don't think so.
Because legitimately they had items that help you level up everybody else called EXP share. At first, you just share it to one other Pokemon, but then you share it, and then they improved on it and share it to all Pokemon. And now, right at the gate, you automatically get every Pokemon instead of having that item. It just makes the game so easy. Like, I'm on level 20 before I even hit the first gym, and stuff like that.
I don't know if that's supposed to be. I'm not familiar with Pokemon that much anymore. Like, I don't.
Basically, each gym is like 10 levels. Like, our 10 level increments, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
Oh.
And so I'm like in level 20 before I even hit the first gym.
I mean,
same way with getting EXP, you get too much EXP. You're leveling up way faster than what you should have been back then.
Yeah, I guess when it comes to, like, RPGs, I don't know if they're easier, because I consider Pokemon an RPG.
No, it is an RPG, but yeah. I'm just saying that's an example, and that's like how all games are today now.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they were doing that with those type of games. I was talking about other types of games, like linear story adventure games.
That's what I'm saying. They That was just an example of what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because other games are being quite easy. There's nothing more difficult than Cuphead. Like out right now.
I would say there's really no way to make, like fighting games should be difficult. I think there's really no way to make them easier because there's not that much. Like, you have to have skill, and you can set difficulties for fighting games. So those don't really apply. I feel like they're just as hard as they need to be.
But, like, Mega Man. I was replaying the Mega Man, so those things are freaking hard. Like, once you die, you die. The hitbox is so tiny compared to newer games where the hitbox is not quite larger. You just fire in that area, and you took off some damage to somebody. Mm-hmm. This one, if you don't hit them in the eye, you don't hurt them.
Is it a new one?
No, it's an older one.
Well.
The old Mega Man games.
Only Mega Man game I ever played was this one on PlayStation 1. It was a 3D one.
Mega Man X?
Yeah, I think so.
I got those.
It's not a side-scrolling one. It was like an actual 3D world.
Yeah, Mega Man X.
Okay. The only thing I did in that game was run around and open doors, because I like the sound effect. I barely got far in that game.
That's hilarious.
The beginning opens up with, like, this tutorial where you have to put out this fire with a fire extinguisher. And there's, like, this little monkey girl who won't shut the hell up. She's like, help me, Mega Man!
You must have been playing Mega Man 7.
I don't know which one it was.
Oh my god, listen to
this. I know Roll was in it.
Roll's in all of them.
Oh.
That's Mega Man 4, Mega Man X4. Hold on, because I legitly just bought out the new Mega Man collection. 1 and 2. Oh my god.
But I definitely feel like a lot of games are easier, or just they just feel like, you don't really feel like you're going off the beaten path. Like, it's just
linear, and you know exactly what to do because they tell you exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
Yes. I think that you can make a story linear, but you can make it to where there's different ways to get to that same, what am I trying to say? Well, without having, like, an alternate ending, but, like, don't make it so obvious for the player. And have side things that are optional, but, like, you still, at the end of the day, get to the same place. Because, like, if the story is a linear story, it's going to have the same beginning, middle, and end. But it should just make it less obvious how to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Throws you in this world. You know what you need to do. Doesn't tell you where to go.
Well, that's kind of like Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, but it's still technically an RPG.
No, what I'm saying is they don't tell you what to do.
Yeah. Those are another example of, like, Zelda games where it's kind of always was like that. But I know there's some where it was less obvious. Like, they had really interesting mechanics where you're like, what do I do? But I heard people complaining about later ones, or this one in particular. Which one was it? Wasn't Twilight Princess.
Oh, Skyward Sword.
Yes, maybe it was that one. And then with Breath of the Wild, they're like, all right, we're just going to drop you in this open world and you figure out what the hell you need to do.
Which, to be fair, it was just, it basically took the old game mechanics, like, from the first one. You can do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go fight the final boss anytime you want to.
Hmm.
And that's the best thing. That's what people love about it. You can be, well, there's no levels in the game, but you can be at the lowest stage and go fight the final boss. Doesn't mean you'll win, but you can go fight them.
Yeah, you could do that with the Dark Souls games as well.
It's one of the best things about it. Oh, I wish I could find this video.
Yeah, a lot of the AAA titles are linear stories, and they're pretty easy to get through.
Yeah, I can say it.
Yeah. I just, a beloved franchise of mine is the Tomb Raider franchise, and I kind of don't like what they've done to it.
Yeah, they have.
It's just, they're not Tomb Raider anymore. I mean, not that I don't enjoy them still, but they're just not hard. Like, even the Uncharted series is like that.
Really?
Yeah, you clearly know what to do always. Like, the puzzles aren't hard. Yeah, I just miss stuff like that. I really like puzzle games.
This.
He's showing me something.
I'm gonna play it to you.
What is it?
It's Mega Man's X7. Listen to this voice acting, it's pretty bad.
Oh god.
Oh, it's you that's causing my suffering!
Now listen to this fight scene. It's so bad.
Yeah, that's not the Mega Man I had. It was
really?
It looked way worse than that. It was more, they were more cube looking.
Well, it's been remastered, so.
I don't know. I didn't get very far in the game at all. I literally just dicked around. I like ran around in this snowy town a bunch.
I don't know what you're talking about, because I've never
and open doors. I like role played. I was really young.
So,
I was just like, I just want to play this game for. Role playing.
What else on the subject? Oh, we actually went pretty past the limit.
What was? Well, I lost it. I was gonna mention another RPG that I recommend to you. Oh, Eternal Sonata, but I think it's only on. It might just be Xbox. I don't know.
Yeah, you played a lot of Xbox RPGs.
Yeah, Eternal Sonata is a good one. It's Japanese. Oh, have you played Ni No Kuni?
Nope, never heard of it.
It's the game that was made by Studio Ghibli.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they made a second one.
Never heard of that one either.
It's cute. I'll have to show you.
I suppose.
I want to play all the games.
I want to play all the games too. Next time, I want to save a Zigzag.
Alright, we'll wrap this one up. Wait a second. Don't you hit that. Who are you?
I'm Joshua. And all my links are in the description.
Are they? Will they be?
They should be.
Okay.
I'm making promises, though.
I'm Michaela.
I don't have internet.
And this was the end of what episode 6? Yeah,
7?
We just did 5.
Yep, 6.
Alright, see y'all in the next one.
Yep.